Welcome to this online portion of Thoughts and Prayers. Can you imagine what would be your first thought if Jesus showed up to wash your feet? Well, mine might be, I knew I should have gotten that pedicure yesterday. Or you might say, man, you have got to be kidding me. My feet are so dirty. Well, whatever your response, Jesus would not care. Foot washing in biblical times was a dirty business. It wasn't like today when we have paved roads, cars, and closed-toe shoes. During this time of Jesus, his disciples, people walked everywhere. Sometimes that meant many miles on your feet in one day. There are a lot of donkeys, horses, camels, and oxen. This meant that there was a lot of, well, I guess you could say stuff on the road. So feet were dirty, really dirty. This sets the scene for our message today. Jesus makes a big point in the book of John chapter 13 when he washed his disciples' feet. The scripture says when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. And he asked them, do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. This is a beautiful servant example. Jesus was willing to stoop to the lowest job to serve humanity. He showed us that serving others and humility go hand in hand. So how can we position ourselves to act humbly and to serve? Well, one way is to be open and let Jesus change your heart. Ask him to soften those edges. Also, look at your schedule. Are you doing too much? Ask Jesus to free your time up. Put others first in your day-to-day life. It could be as simple as letting someone get in line at the store before you. Strive to follow God's voice when going about your day. If you feel like you should stop and serve, just do it. I thank you today for listening. I give the Lord praise for you. And I pray for the Lord to keep you encouraged in whatever need or concern you may be going through. Remember, if you would like to have prayer, feel free to reach out to Pastor Ralph. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.